My name is Nyara Zomashayamonde, affectionately called Nyari. I'm the founder and director of Tege Life International, a girl child rights organization and a young women's organization. I'm also a musician with 3 albums to my name and the recent release called Ratiri. I never thought I would be a musician. So I pursued everything else but music. And I would say I took after my mom. My mom has got an amazing voice. And so came 2003, 2004, when there was the rise of urban grooves in Zimbabwe and gospel music as well, where the likes of Fungisai and Anamai Soloma and Yanat Plaxidis Wenyika, Wana Fungisai, you know, doing those things. And my friends in Bulawayo, you actually said, Nyari, you know what, you have an amazing voice, because I was in the choir as well. One of the friends was Dumisani Nkomo. I don't even know if he remembers, but he was one of the people who really identified my talent. Ratiri has a heavy presence of gospel, and the gospel of it is amazing in that it's a local Zimbabwean Afro feel jazz gospel, which I feel like it's necessary for us as Zimbabweans, probably as Shona or Ndebele or whatever, to sing the way that God created us so that it glorifies them as well. However, that album also speaks about human rights. There's a song called Africa. There is no better time than now. Simuk Africa, your time is now. All those songs either talk about human rights or talks about also issues of governance, issues of accountability, issues of plundering that has been happening in Africa. And then also it talks about the beauty of Africa. There's the beautiful natural side of Africa that I sing about in a song called Happy Day. There's a song called Cry that features Shoni Somarere as well. It really is a reflection and a depiction of the challenges that girls and young women go through. But we've also seen that many of the girls are suffering, for instance, issues of rape, child marriage, but at some point that 74% of girls and young women are raped by people that they know. So the song gives consciousness and it builds an awareness around people to say, how can we protect our girls? How can we make our communities and places and homes for the girls? And then so when I wrote that song, I kind of was thinking about Chioniso Otu. There's also love music there, because I mean we are love beings. So there's a song that's called Dokudabo. It's a love ballad that I hope people begin to listen to this. So my mom, she's my heroine. You are my heroine. So when the song opens, it says, you are my heroine, the one I want to walk like, pray like mama. So she's a prayerful person, but she's so tenacious. She's, I remember on my Facebook wall on International Women's Day, I said, she's my stone magnolia. She's very strong and yet so precious and yet so loving. You are my hero, the one I want to look like, pray like, mama, mama, mama.
are my strength, my pride. You've been there when everyone gave up on me. You are my confidence.